This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Let's go shopping, shall we? While we're here in West Palm Beach, let's spend
at
the
Best
text,
Buy
at Best the well the be, the I, Best Buy of NFL free agents.
I need a USB to C adapter.
Is that what you need right now?
We had a male to male. I need female to male.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm
in
talking
that kind
about.
Of mood.
That's what I'm talking.
That's what
about.
I'm into today.
Yeah. I dig. All right. So the Bill Barnwell has put out an extensive list, as only Barnwell can do, of NFL free agency on the offensive side of the football. And it is a I like when things are separated into tiers.
Right.
You know, it makes it easy. And the Texans need wide receivers, first and foremost, on the offensive side, and offensive linemen. So he's got this free agency menu here, and it's divided into six tiers at each position. I would love to know how long it takes him to put this together, man. This is a lot of work. But the tier one, let's start with the wide receivers. Tier one franchise players, there are none that are available this offseason. Now, T. Higgins might get paid like one because he's potentially the only one out there that brushes up against that. But he's listed in tier two, Pro Bowl caliber starters. And also Devontae Adams is a potential cap casualty.
Yeah, and so he has him in as a Pro Bowl caliber starter? That's an interesting one to me.
Devontae Adams, yeah.
Because Devontae Adams...
And Higgins.
So this is where I am with Devontae Adams. And it's tough because it's not necessarily his fault, and yet it's been...
When was the last huge year he had?
Well, I mean, he had 1,063 yards last year combined between two teams.
That's not huge.
It's not a huge, huge year.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So his last huge year was in 2022 when he was 30. That was the last year he made the Pro Bowl.
So he's 32 years old now.
He's 33. He'll be 33 this year.
I'm out.
Yeah, and that's that 32-year-old season for wide receivers, 32 seems to be when the vast majority of them really fall off.
Yes.
They're just not the same guys. So, obviously, between plunking between the Raiders and the Jets last year, it wasn't ideal. And yet, he had 1,144 yards the year before that. He's not the same guy. The name brand appeal of Devontae Adams is not what you're going to get out of him when he's 33 years old.
I wonder what the league thinks of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know what you and I think of him. I wonder what the league... If there's a team out there, it only takes one stupid team
right.
to do something.
Well, and it doesn't mean that he can't. I think he and Stephon Diggs might be in the same category right now. Stephon Diggs, same age, or 1 year younger, Stephon Diggs. That's that. The name brand appeal is not what they are, as long as you're cool with that. But I feel with Devontae Adams, there's even more of a Cooper Kupp effect, where people are envisioning like what they remembered from 3 years ago and thinking that they're going to get that same guy, and you're just flat out not going to get that same guy.
Now we're in the bin in tier three that I think the Texans should be sifting through the DVDs. You know what I mean? Capable starters, tier three. free agents, Marquise Brown, who you've brought up before.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, potential cap casualties, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel.
I like Marquise Godwin just because he's just got pure, unadorned speed. It's just, he can blaze it, and it can open things up for Nico Collins and whoever ends up playing the slot for you. I don't think it bars you from you're not going to have to pay him a boatload of money, so you still draft a receiver and bring anybody else you want in, not to mention Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie. I think you can get a kind of a nice complement of skill sets, including a rookie, and end up having a formidable group of wide receivers. It doesn't necessarily have to have the name brand appeal of some of those other guys, and you don't have to spend a boatload to do it.
Average annual salary projection for this group, $11 to $20 million.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think, look, I like Cooper Kupp much more as a cap casualty than I do a trade candidate.
Right.
I don't have to give up any picks for him. I don't have to inherit that Rams contract, which right now is $20 million. $7.5 million of that is a bonus that's due pretty soon, and the rest is salary. I'd rather Cooper Kupp get thrown on the street and like the idea of coming and playing in an offense that's run by Nick Caley.
Unless the Rams are willing to pay a good chunk of that salary, he's probably going to get cut and released.
Yeah. So so the
cut and released. Especially degrading.
Both. Yes. Yeah, I know you thought we liked you, Cooper. We're cutting you and releasing you.
Yeah, that would be
and waving you.
That'd be the thing where you might have to think like, man, was
and
there
you're
more
fired.
Going on here? Yeah. If like wave is the nice way to say it.
Yeah.
If they actually released it and said we've cut Cooper Kupp.
We are cutting, releasing, waving, and firing
him. Firing him.
Yeah. Scram.
He's not being released.
Go.
Yeah.
Leave. And Deebo Samuel. That's interesting. Cooper, the two potential cap casualties have at least some degree of familiarity with prominent Texans coaches. Cooper Kupp with Nick Caley and Deebo Samuel with D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the in the building together, at least.
Yeah. No, I did.
D'Amico had to stop him in practice every day.
This is where I get nervous about the new coach bringing in the veteran from a team he's been on already. Because we had that in Kubiak's first year. Mike Sherman brought in a couple of guys from Green Bay, and neither of them worked out. At all.
Yeah.
And then the coach is less likely to have his blinders taken off about it. I'm hesitant of that. For a guy like Cooper Kupp, who hasn't been Cooper Kupp in neon in three seasons, I get nervous that there'd be a little too much loyalty there.
Okay, let's split the difference between $11 million and $20 million bucks. Call it $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $30 million. Which of these six guys would you want for 2 years? Of the guys we just named, Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel.
Oh, if it was all the same.
All the same. They all have the same price tag attached to them.
Oh, Stephon Diggs coming off that ACL is hurting me. Oh.
That's about what he's probably
going to
get.
But he's an actual receiver where Deebo Samuel is this weird hybrid. What the hell is he even?
I know what mine is.
Give me Stephon Diggs.
I'm Diggs too, man. Yeah. I'm Diggs too. Yes, I am.
Partly because that's an overpay for Hollywood Brown.
Yes,
because
it is.
Because he made it all equal.
Yes.
If they can get Hollywood Brown
closer to
11. A reasonable deal, then I think that might be my favorite.
Yeah.
And if you're going to draft a wide receiver.
I'm with you. At that price, if they're all 2 years, $30 million bucks, I'll take Stephon Diggs.
And if it's mostly – but in Diggs, the only thing holding me back is his ACL.
But that's been his only injury. You know what I mean? Like, the other guys – you and I are on the same page with Diggs. But, like, Kupp, it's, like, nagging stuff. Deebo Samuel, I'm just worried about him, like, what shape he's in. You know what I mean? Like, the pictures have not been flattering of him this offseason.
But Diggs, yes, he's been very, very durable, but he's also going to be 32 years old is that age where it's dicey for wide receivers.
Yeah.
And he's coming off an ACL.
So you'd rather have Marquise Brown for, like, $11 million bucks than Diggs for, like, 14 or 15?
No, I'd rather have Diggs.
Have Diggs?
So Diggs is my answer.
Yeah. The low
final answer.
Final answer. Borderline starters, high-end backups. Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks? Get him off my list.
Brandon Cooks.
Get him off that list.
On my computer,
I don't need Brandon Cooks scowl back in my life.
I can't do anything about it. It's on there. So, those guys would be between $6 and $10 million. Now they may be shopping. They need receivers, man. They may be shopping. The bargain bin is $2 to $4 million. Tutu Atwell, De'Ami Brown, Noah Brown. There you go. Noah Brown guy on the text page.
People are asking, hey, where was Noah Brown? He could have helped at the end of the season. He was injured at the end of the season. He finished the year on IR.
DeAndre,
he was injured all training camp, and then he was injured at the end of the season.
This 2 to 4 million tier, actually.
But that is nice. I would take Noah Brown for that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This 2 to 4 million tier has some interesting names in it.
Yeah,
I don't want DeAndre Hopkins back, but he's in this tier. Mac Hollins from the Bills did some good things.
I can't take Mac Hollins in his.
Is
listen,
it the
you and
thing?
You and I are very. No, it's not the. It's not the barefoot. It's the cosplay.
It's him showing up
in a different funky outfit all the time. We are anti game day cosplay on this.
DeMarcus Robinson, Rams.
Oh yeah.
7 touchdowns on 31 catches this past
year. He's in the bargain bin.
He's in the bargain bin. He's backups likely to net guaranteed money. So he's 2 to $4 million. I'll tell you what, I think there's a better chance, if we're going to pick former Rams, I think there's a better chance he's on the Texans as a cheapo, like, wide receiver 3 than Cooper Kupp is on this team as a wide receiver 2. You know, like
it's probably more likely that you get a guy like Mac Collins or DeMarcus Robinson, a guy that's like a 500 yards a year type of dude, than you get one of the name brand guys
that does the dirty work.
Yeah, and especially because I think they're going to take a wide receiver in the first or second round.
Yeah,
one of those two picks they'll use for a wide receiver. So that's where, if they're looking for traits and skills and upside, I think that's where it ends up being.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're live in West Palm Beach, Exclusive Furniture, Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to both of you for getting us down here for hopefully a little baseball. It's still raining outside, so we'll see how today goes. But there will
be
baseball.
We'll be drinking in the pool while it's raining
if you guys
this afternoon, if not.
Be in an immersive experience of Seth and I drinking in
literally
a pool
literally immersive.
Yes, yes.
We'll be immersed in the pool.
Indeed.
We can do a breath holding competition.
Oh, I would
and there's
suck.
A bench press in the gym. We're going to have you max bench later on.
Oh, I'm on that.
We'll see how many reps you can get with 225.
Are you going to spot me?
Yeah, the video will be just you under the bar, and Spillane and I will be on the other side.
Oh,
we'll
be
off
like right
camera, but
top.
We'll be... Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Let's go out and buy some. When I'm at Best Buy later getting my female to male adapter,
mm-hmm.
I'll have to get some dummy weights somewhere too.
Oh, cool.
Where can I buy dummy weights in South Florida? Oh, I bet this is the world capital of fake weights.
Yes.
For Instagram gym videos.
Oh, here in Venice Beach, California.
They probably got a separate warehouse for them. Influencers, come in here.
That's right.
Our 45 pounds only weighs 1 pound.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday here live in West Palm Beach. Up next, a Nolan Arenado trade. Is this still a possibility? One thing a Nolan Arenado trade would do for the Astros that we can't say has been the case for a long, long time, and it's a positive thing. We will tell you what that is coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.